Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today because today is another day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. I've been kind of in and out. I had to travel last week. I'm going to be gone all this week, starting Wednesday. But I listened to a teaching over the weekend that really blessed me. And considering everything that's going on right now, I wanted to go over this. If you go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "For we wrestle, or to us the wrestling is not against flesh and blood or humans, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual host of the wickedness of this present order." Everything spiritual. We're not battling men. We're battling spiritual things. And you got to know that God is the top dog. You know what I mean? God is the top dog. If you go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be empowered, be strong in the Lord and in the power," or in his inherent power. God's inherent power. God is an all-powerful God, which I'm going to go over today. But don't forget that God, that this is a spiritual warfare and that we have God on our side. If you go to Psalms, now there's a couple places in here, but I'm going to start with chapter 24, verse 1. It says, "The earth is the Lord's," or Jehovah's, "and all that fills it," or all the fullness thereof, "the world and they that dwell therein. He founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods." God is a huge God. Everything in this earth, everything that fills it is God's. And you got to remember that. It's God who created and established the heavens. If you go to Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17, it says, "O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." There is nothing too hard. There is nothing too big for God. Verse 19, "Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." God's eyes are upon everything that's going on in this earth. And he is huge. And he will fight for us. If you jump over to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30, and it says, "The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes." God's going to fight for us. God's going to fight all of our battles for us. In Deuteronomy 3, verse 22, "Ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you." God again is going to fight for us. And there's a reason why it's in here over and over and over again. We have a big God who created and established the heavens and the earth. He sees what's going on in all of our lives, and he's going to fight for us. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4, "For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." Again, we are battling against a spiritual host, and we have God Almighty there for us, fighting for us. We have a big God. I want to finish up with this. If you go to Psalms chapter 62, I always love this psalm. Verse 1, "Truly my soul," or "I myself, waiteth in silence upon God, for from him cometh my salvation," or "my safety." Wait in silence upon God, because it's God that's going to deliver. Verse 2, "Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not greatly be moved." You stand on God and you stand on his word and you know he's going to deliver. Verse 5, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God." He is a refuge for you. He is a refuge for me. He is a refuge for his people. He will deliver. Finally, verse 11, God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that strength and power belongeth to God. He created the heavens and the earth. He is the king. I mean, he's not the king. He's the creator of all things, and he has our backs. Trust in the Lord in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, never to Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do for us. I thank you for your word and for those who teach it and how much of a blessing it is to hear it. I thank you for just being there for us and knowing that you're going to take care of every situation, especially for people that are dealing with major issues. I pray for our employee that you take care of him and his family and that you just get him through what they went through over the weekend. And again, I just thank you for your wonderful blessings. I pray for this, the upcoming election, and that it's just your will. And I just thank you for all things that you constantly do for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.